2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Paul Strelo, 8:05. All the run of Clemson commitments. We'll go over all the official visitors this weekend. We'll go over. Going to get you caught up with the latest in Clemson football recruiting. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball today. We're going to talk some college football today. Some NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Some kickoff times. Some women's golf with the national championship yesterday. Got a lot to do. And we're going to have a good time today. Going to talk a lot of football today. I'm hopeful of that. The producer of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the middle. This is like the hump day.
middle of the week. This is my hump day.
Yeah. How are you?
I am fabulous this morning.
Awesome. Happy did you make that decision here. Again today?
You know what? I did make that decision today. When my alarm rang at 4:15 to get in the shower, I was like, it's going to be a good day. Here we go.
I was just rolling over for the second time at 4:15.
I made my mom call me.
Does she normally get up that hour, or does she set her alarm to call you?
No, because it's an hour earlier there. It's 3:15.
Oh.
But I'm so worried that I'm going to miss it. So, thank you, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Good for her. And I hope she went back and got some rest in there somewhere.
Oh, she did. How was football camp?
Sweeney camp. Sweeney ball. It was great. I went straight from here to there and was there basically from 9:30 until 10:15 last night. 9:30 in the morning until 10:15 last night.
What do you do, Duren?
Well, you know, this is Drake's first camp. His first year's been eligible for camp, age-wise. Rising second graders are the first day, you know, first age you can go. So, you know, a lot of the younger parents are there throughout a lot of the day. And just making sure that, you know, every once in a while, I look over there, thumbs up. You okay? Everything good? You having fun? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just there. Now, the other thing is I filmed every single drill just to send it to Mom and Granddad.
Of course.
To make sure they know what was going on and seeing all that stuff. So if you've not been to football camp before, and I'll use Clemson as the example. A lot of all your current coaches, Coach Sweeney's entire staff, a lot of your former coaches, a lot of your staff personnel, the support staff people, a lot of the local community comes, you know, former high school coaches, former players come back, current players are out there. You know, Sammy Brown's out there with the guys working on tackling and stuff like that. So they go to stations all over the place. This is rising second through rising seventh graders, and they're spread out by age group, by class, and spread out. And you do drills like 9, well, basically – by 10 o'clock you start, you go 10 to noon, and then they break for lunch for a couple hours or an hour and a half, and then they come back and they do a couple more hours and they have dinner and they come back and then they play flag football or touch football games after that. And then you go to the stadium and all the parents gather there and they do words of wisdom where Dabo and a couple of the former players and current coaches and all that give a motivational speech of the day and all this kind of stuff. Really cool. But a lot of downtime in there in between, so spent some time with some of my dear friends and getting words of wisdom from the Jeff Davises of the world.
Oh, I love it.
Jeff Davis told me a bunch of great stories. We talk family with him all the time and talk about his NFL experience, his Clemson experience. And he, you know, Joe Kynes was his linebacker coach here at Clemson. Guy went on to be the head coach at Alabama and at Arkansas. And I asked about John McKay, the his coach, former Southern Cal coach, was his head coach with Tampa Bay. He talked about Wayne Fonts, who was the head coach in the NFL. That was his defensive coordinator. And, you know, it's like, I said, all right, tell me about Fonts. What was Fonts' deal? Could you tell Fonts was going to be an NFL head coach? I mean, I'm picking his brain for an hour on stuff like this. And just little stories here and there. And when he decided to get married and how. And he's got six kids, including twin boys that played in national championship. You know, linebackers here and all that, and how they're doing. Anyway, catch up on all that stuff. And look at other former players and other, you know, current staff members. Just get caught up a little bit with it because there's some downtime in there. So, good to see all those guys. Drake had a blast. You know how, like, you don't know what you don't know?
Of course.
I had a friend of mine, well, a girlfriend's dad of mine who's an executive for Sony told me one time, he goes, my most dangerous employees are the ones that don't know what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I think, absolutely.
I think as you get older, like, you realize what you don't know.
Sure.
And again, we talked about this on yesterday's show. I think it's either Plato or Socrates. I think it's Socrates. that said, the older I get, the wiser I get, the more I understand there's more I don't know than I know, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's interesting. The wiser, the more I know is the more I realize I don't know. Anyway, so with that said, I forgot where I was going with that little piece right there.
Drake.
Oh, Drake says, he calls me over. They're doing drills. You start to do offensive drills. You start out passing and then catching and running and cutting and blocking and all stuff. And they go station to station, 8 stations or 10 or 12 stations, whatever. So you just make your way for a couple of hours. And then you do defensive stuff. You work on tackling and pursuit angles and footwork and backpedaling, on, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Is
and
then you play the games. Is this in the indoor facility?
All right. So the kids, the 6th and 7th graders are on the main football practice fields.
Okay.
The 3rd and 4th graders are on the intramural fields and Jervy Meadows and all that. And then the little fellas, and girls, by the way, are in Little John.
Legends.
Yeah, so they're in Little John. They're at the upper part of Little John and the Burton Gallery down and on the court and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, so Drake comes up to me in between one of them in like their water break or whatever. He's like, Dad, I got a question. And they're doing all these drills. Like, what is he? Goes, on the games tonight, I said, can I stiff arm people? Because first of all, and I think in flag football you can't stiff arm people. And this is touch football, by the way, not flag. But I was like, man, your arms are so short and you don't really know how to stiff arm. He wants to know, can I stiff arm people, you know.
He just wants to know if he has the option.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Am I going to get in trouble if I make a fool out of some of these second graders?
Yeah.
Listen, I like how he thinks.
Tired, though.
I was going to ask you, over under 5 minutes after getting home, was Drake asleep?
Well, he was hungry. This is his first go-around, right? So at lunch, he gets pizza and fries. You know, you get whatever you want. It's like, I'm getting pizza and fries.
Duh.
But and there's the... You go back for dinner, you don't have a whole lot of time between lunch and dinner. You only have like 3 hours because of the way the schedule has to work out. And he said he only ate a banana because he was still full from lunch.
Drake.
So then afterwards, he's hungry again. So I'm at the drive-thru of the worst fast food restaurant in the world that he loves. I had to get something myself because I didn't eat dinner last night either. And it's like, oh, man, stuff stinks. It's terrible.
But I got the job done.
Did I tell you about my fast food experience the night before?
No, Mickey. You've had a rough couple days, huh?
I know. The pizza thing really set me off. But we go out about once a week, like right around sunset, to check the sunset out. Like, let's go for a ride, you know, family ride.
You love know. That.
So let's get to Paul Pond car. And then, you know, I find a way to make it to Milky Land, right? I got to get me a milkshake somewhere, right?
What flavor?
Oh, there's only one flavor.
Tell me chocolate.
Oh, no, of course not.
Mickey.
Heath bar.
Okay.
So, you know, you get little fillings in there, little Heath bar stuff, right? So we go, and Drake gets a hot dog, and Meredith doesn't want one. Isla gets a milkshake. Drake gets a milkshake. I get a milkshake where it's like $15 or something. I'm like, $15? What? Anyway, I get like a mile down the road. There's nothing in life as discouraging as this. Snicker bar.
Are you kidding me?
No, like, again, I'm going to give them some leeway. Like, they had a lot going on. I didn't call. I didn't go back. I don't want to. It's such an inconvenience to go back and get in line. All this. I didn't do any of that. I'm going to say, it's so disheartening. And I give them grace. You know, Snickers kind of looks like Heath.
It's true. But, to the untrained eye.
Yeah, but to the trained palate, the aristocratic palate that I have, I took one bite and like, nope.
Wrong. Were
15
you getting,
bucks.
Were you
15
getting,
bucks. I got one bite. That's an expensive deal. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Were you getting notes of peanut? How did you know so quickly it was Snickers?
Caramel.
Ugh.
I take it Snickers. It was something. Might have been Milky Way. I don't know. One of them other awful candy bars. It wasn't Heath. It wasn't English Toffee.
That's for
that
sure.
Much. Yeah. What are we going to do in segment two?
I want to talk about this schedule times that dropped.
Let's do it. I can't wait. I love that. And now you can start making out your schedule of like, I don't like it when Clemson and South Carolina play at the same time and Georgia play at the same time because I want to watch all three of their games. Nothing better than one playing at noon, one at 3:30, one at 7:30 because I can watch all three of them.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Love that. Clemson names a new president. We're going to talk about him and what it means to athletics. Pete Golden was back in the news yesterday.
Of course he was.
And it's not a DUI. So that's good for him. He did not get a DUI yesterday. I tweeted out yesterday, doesn't he have a fraternity pledge session coming up?
He's got to go haze somebody.
Yes. He's got to go take quarters and rolled up quarters and put them in pillowcases, hit somebody in the kidneys. Make them pee blood for a week or something. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That feels like a real specific example of hazing. Yeah.
Bars of soap and pillowcases.
Sure.
Pound their kidneys.
Sure.
But we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about baseball yesterday. Braves got shut out.
Big time.
8-0 yesterday. Oh, I didn't ask. How did Caden do last night?
He did great. He did so good.
Awesome. How many innings, how many hits, how many runs? You remember all that when the end of the box score?
He went 6 innings.
Nice.
And gave up a home run his last out. But outside of that,
that's the manager's fault.
I know.
Really? Shut up before that?
Yeah, shut up before that.
Oh, man, that guy.
I think he had, I think, 7 strikeouts.
So well, here's what I'm here to tell you. Get the, start packing up the stuff. Pack lightly, man, because we're about to go. Where's Double A?
Texas.
All right.
Halfway closer.
He's choosing Texas, I can tell.
He's choosing Texas.
Yes, I can tell. Practice your two-step, young man.
Listen, he put me onto that song, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you only hear it like every other second now on the radio.
Yeah. And then I get everybody tell me they're an LFL on the text line. Appreciate y'all.
Of course they are. Bama girl choosing Texas. All right. So that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. My buddy says, one day when I grow up, I want to have a sophisticated palate like yours. It's not for everything. It's just for ice cream.
So if you were given, this is a game that we should play one day.
Yeah.
If I were to give you two things of ice cream from different brands, would you be able to tell?
I couldn't tell you what the inferior brands were, but if one of them was a Bluebell brand, I could tell you that.
So if I gave you Bluebell and then like a generic, you would know.
Oh, I would know.
You would know. Okay.
All right. So one time I'm at the lake. I'm up at Kiwi with some friends. And it was a summer, one of the summer parties. Mm-hmm. And it was about 9 o'clock at night. And one of my buddies said, "Are y'all ready?" He's like, "What are we doing?" I said, "We're doing the challenge." I said, "What do y'all do?" I said, "Well, every weekend we do this. What are you talking about?" And they had these Dixie cups.
Okay.
And they have this this notebook. And they put out these 10 Dixie cups, and they put out these 10 beers, and you're supposed to take a sip of one. And you're supposed to say, "Oh man, I'm only a Bud Light guy. I'm only a Coors Light guy. I know what all these are." And I thought, for sure.
Totally.
I've never been I can't say it. At times in my life, I drank a little bit, but I wasn't a heavy drinker or anything at the time. But I was like, yeah, obviously I know the difference in those beers. Not even close. Not even close.
Did you get any of them?
You go like, well, you try to rearrange them. And so like I'd go 2 for 10. And then you'd rearrange it, go 1 for 10. Like,
Mickey.
I know for a fact that this is this brand. Nope, not even close.
Wrong.
Not even close. What was the food that you think you could do the best at?
I could do it with soft drinks.
So you think, you really think, you couldn't do like Coke, Diet Coke and Coke Zero?
I think that I could, Mickey.
Honest to goodness, we'll do it.
This is something that I kind of wish that I had been raised in a no soft drink household, but man, it's given me a party trick.
All right. So it'd be Pepsi, mm-hmm. And Pepsi products, Coke and Coke products. Mm-hmm. We could probably get like 6 of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference in a Dr. Pepper and a Coke.
Sure.
A Mountain Dew. We're not even doing that. We're just doing the cola part. Mm-hmm. So you think you could do Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Cherry Coke, and Pepsi. You can tell the difference between a Coke and a Pepsi.
I can tell the difference between a Coke and a Pepsi, a Dr. Pepper, and a Mr. Pibb. I know I can do
really?
That.
Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
How about the brand I used to have growing up? Dr. Thunder.
I could do Dr. Thunder as well. I'm telling you. I'm a connoisseur.
All right. We'll try
problem.
That. Well, let's do it. We're not doing the beer stuff. We'll do the soft drink stuff. All right, so we'll talk about that. But we'll talk about the Braves later on. We'll talk about the NHL last night. Carolina Panthers beat Montreal. They're up 3-1. Kickoff time stuff. The women's golf. I didn't tell you this. So let me take the latest on here. My buddy, who is actually the guy who I take golf lessons from, said, we're talking about the Eastern Michigan thing. Mm-hmm. He was talking to his buddy about the Eastern Michigan thing. And he said, hey, man, is this true? I saw this online about Eastern Michigan, and I want to get your thoughts. Is it true? He said, let me send you this tweet. And, then, and by the way, this guy lives in Kansas City. He goes, well, yeah, send me a tweet. And it was my tweet. He said, hey, that's my cousin's wife's cousin. And I didn't know this, but he gave me a look at it on Twitter. Had 701,000 impressions.
Mickey!
701,000. About Eastern Michigan golf?
So I heard that you're not allowed to drive yourself today. You're not allowed to shop for yourself today. You're getting celeb treatment.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody's coming after me.
No.
Like, you got to protect me or something.
Maybe. That's a niche bunch that may be mad at you. But, no, I think you're not doing your homework.
I tell you what's crazy. Like, the last tweet I had, let's look at this. It goes to show you how crazy it is. And how you never know. So I tweeted out when Aaron Rye was leading the PGA Championship, he had two gloves, two black gloves. And I'm like, D'Annunzio from Caddyshack. He's leading the PGA Tour or the PGA Championship. D'Annunzio. He only had 963 impressions. This other one has 700,000? Like, what was that Eastern Michigan golf that got people so fired up? I didn't have that on my screen there.
I appreciate that you've been tweeting some recently. You've been active.
Yeah, and again, I'm not the guy who's trying to be the newsmaker. But
no.
On this case, as I told my cousin's husband, I was like, in this case, like, I'm principled. Like, I know I'm right about this. Oh, by the way, he admitted to what I tweeted. He admitted it on the Golf Channel. That, hey, we do things a little differently. This is where we're at right now. We have to do this. We had to go out and spend a bunch of money. And yeah, that we had to go get a bunch of foreigners. And yeah, that some of our players spent a bunch of time in California. So everything I said was right. Everybody, a couple of the Eastern Michigan, oh no, they've been doing this. The main guy from their fraudulent company, whatever, says, oh no, that's not true, completely not true. And then the coach says, yes, true. Well, by the way, I found out that he did some things at Georgia that wasn't very popular either.
Drama.
Yeah.
Women's golf drama, Mickey.
That's it.
You're at the forefront.
I know. You want women's golf drama? You come to the right place.
Listen up here.
Yes. All right, let's talk kickoff times. Segment two with Ashby right after this.
Here with Jeannie Mahaffey from Italy.
We got this really cool thing my wife bought for the refrigerator, magnet, and it's, hey, when you run out of something, you put it up there. So right now there's milk is on the list. And so when I get to about 4 or 5, I'll just run by. I'll stick my head in the door, easy breezy, take 10 minutes to get over there and do it. The second one is when we do like the weekly big time deal. Like you go just load up, right? You got to get your weeklies. And then the third one is like that craving or that emergency run over that way. I will just tell you this. It's so easy. It's so easy to do. And because I know where everything is. It's like in my head right now, I almost feel like I work there like, okay, what section, what aisle is the bread on? Oh, that's aisle two. All right, what aisle are the soft drinks on? Oh, that's aisle 9, 10, whatever. You know, I know where everything is. So it's easy to get in and out. That's my point. Once you go to the place and use that Ingles Advantage card and take care of that and save all that money, it's just so easy to get in and get out. But the hard part is, like, even when I go pick up, like, 3 items or 4 items because we've got to have them that day, I still go get me a little egg salad or something. I still got to go by and just like check out. Well, there's a coconut cream pie. I can't stop by and not get that. So I love it. Love my great friends at Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. Love Ingles. Check back and do the curbside service if you really want to save time, even on the big runs. And that way they can take care of that for you. Segment two with Miss Ashby Mixon.
All right, Mickey. Well, want to talk about schedules. This Clemson schedule that just got put out, or a lot of the games that they gave us times yesterday. But I'm looking at SportsCenter right now, and it says Wimby fined or warned for not talking to the media after Game 5. And let me tell you what happened at the end of this Game 5, all right? So the Thunder are up. It's pretty obvious they're going to win the game. Most obvious bounce-back win ever. Jared McCain, who played at Duke, he got his first playoff start for the Thunder that day. He goes in. Wimby goes out of the game. As Wimby's going out, he says to the two players that are checking in, he goes and whispers in both of their ears, Within 20 seconds, both of them get hard fouls on McCain. Foul him really hard. So then, afterwards, Jared McCain comes out and was like, yeah, I knew exactly what they were doing. Wimby had ordered hits. He had ordered hits and then didn't talk to the media.
Dom Corleone.
Ooh. Literally. Something out of The Sopranos.
I love it. I love it. You put your guys in. Hey, they've been fouling him hard, right?
They have been fouling him hard, but look, I'm a Thunder hater. I am. I don't love how they play the game for the most part, except when they move the ball.
Is that because they beat your team?
No. I just think that they're a little bit dirty. But in this series, it has not been one-sided in their way. Not when you have hits ordered.
Yeah, I like this, man. This is compelling. This is what they need, because now I'm going to pay more attention to that. I didn't realize that was the case. Now I'm going to pay more attention to that.
Listen. And so apparently McCain's teammates told him after the first one, they were like, hey, man, just go straight to the corner. Just go straight to the corner next possession. See if we can get you out of the way of it. I don't know, man.
Well,
that's crazy.
This is like, and now you got guys' roles, I guess, because like you had guys that were playing with like the Edmonton Oilers, and their job was to protect Wayne Gretzky. You hit Gretzky, okay, well, our enforcers are coming back after you.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got this in basketball. I think this is fantastic.
And enforcers in basketball have kind of been a thing for a while, but interesting to me that it's that, and then there's the rivalry between Wimby and Chet Holmgren that isn't a rivalry. I saw somebody say it's funny to me that the better player is trying to force a rivalry with the weaker player, Wimbanyama.
Yeah, normally,
Chet doesn't care.
Yeah, normally, like, the rhino doesn't care about the little bird back there pecking on his hip, you know?
I know.
Out there. Yeah, that's interesting. And those are two fairly young guys, so that rivalry could be there for some time. It won't be Russell and Chamberlain, but who knows? Look, and this is good.
No.
Oh, that's good for the NBA. It's very good for the NBA.
No, it'll be nowhere near that. But I think it's fun. I don't know, Mickey, if I convinced you to watch the game tonight.
Probably won't happen. but I will say I am paying attention. You know, you don't have to watch it to pay attention.
To be aware.
Right. I can go to X. And see some tweets about it and keep up with it and watch some highlights afterwards. Isla Ann will not let me we'll be watching Beauty and the Beast.
Who can blame you? Tale as old as time.
Which, by the
way,
that's might be what these two teams are. It might be Beauty and the Beast to somebody else out there. Like, you think OKC's the Beast right now. You think that Wimbanyama the guy is the best. That might be Bell right now. I'm just watching the one.
You know. All right, let me ask you this. All right. Before you had Isla Ann.
Yeah.
How many of these movies had you seen?
Oh, this is where I embarrass myself. Because I'll like my wife, even with Drake, not just the princess movies, mm-hmm. not just the princesses.
But just kid movies in general.
Yeah, like my wife picked up Drake one time in the pool. Mm-hmm. And raised him up above. And she said something about Mustafa or whatever, the Lion King thing. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, what?
Huh?
Like, what are you talking about? I was like, that's Lion King. I went, never heard of her. And so.
You don't know Simba and them?
Yeah, Simba. Well, I didn't until I have kids. Now I can tell you like every word. Well, I couldn't tell you Simba's name at that point in time. But yeah, Lion King. Yeah, I got it now.
You get the gist.
Yes. And all of them are. It's interesting when you go back and watch them, like what they're about. And it's like there's a parent that's died or gone on almost every fairy tale. It's like, what? Anyway, but just catching up, just learning it. And there's some great ones, man. Zootopia.
Great one.
Zootopia 2, obviously great. Elemental. They're coming up with some great ones there. That Inside Out thing or whatever.
Inside Out is awesome.
Inside Out 2. Those are great movies. Blueys and Peppa Pigs. Didn't get any of that. But now, yeah, we're stuck in this Frozen / princess world. And Isla wears a princess dress every day. She wore one to school yesterday.
Because she can.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I was I rocked with some princesses. I had some niche favorites. All right, have you seen Mulan?
Yes.
I was big into her.
Yeah.
Big into Pocahontas. Those were my girls.
Yes. We did the Pocahontas. We did like the original Pocahontas like from the 70s or 60s or something. Done that one. Ariel.
The best.
We've done all these.
Those are my three girls.
Yeah. Snow White, Cinderella, which I was familiar with those stories. All that. You know, Snow White. And all these, by the way, have like themes for adults. Like, you know, Snow White, that is about dating and finding the flaws of men, of which one's grumpy, which one's sleepy, whatever, and you find before you find husbands and all. Anyway, it's really interesting. Pinocchio.
Can't hate that one.
Pinocchio is, there's all these like intertwined themes of what life is about, what they're really, really about, and all that kind of stuff. Grimm Brothers and all that. Really, really good stuff, though.
Great stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, no, until you have kids, like, and you'll watch it, and then you get to know, like, I know all the lines.
Oh, sure.
So my little girl now, she'll walk around the house, and she'll be saying, like, her big name is Rapunzel. So it's like Mother Knows Best, and she sings the whole time, and it's underneath her breath, like, you hear down there. Yeah. And then my wife's loving it, like, yeah, Mother Knows Best. Anyway, listen, that's my life, man. That's my life.
That's great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh.
Especially that thing, man. She's unbelievable. I sent you the videos yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's something.
She's the cutest.
Yeah.
She got those big eyes.
Oh, man.
Big green eyes, blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Do you know who Bob Horner was?
Remind me.
Bob Horner played third base for Atlanta Braves. He passed away yesterday at the age of 68.
Oh, my goodness.
But Bob Horner, get this, he was the 15th overall pick in the draft. And he did not do the conventional route. He didn't play minor league baseball.
He goes straight to
the
bigs?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Dang.
Yeah, he is one of a few players who went straight from college, straight to the major leagues. He didn't play a minor league baseball game. Now, he did spend a year with in Japan in 1987 before he came back and finished his career with the Cardinals. But 78 to 86, the Atlanta Braves, Bob Horner. Saw Bob Horner play many times in Atlanta. Passed away at the age of 86 yesterday. So, thoughts and prayers out to his family. No cause of death released. So, is it wrong that I wonder, like, what happened to people?
Yeah.
So, don't know.
I do, too.
Don't know on that one. Can we do segment three next? Can we talk about those times, those football times?
Of course we can. All right. Do it.
I am encouraged. Clemson's going to have some pretty big viewership numbers this year.
Yeah.
Because of the networks and the times. Not necessarily the games, but they're going to be on ESPN a lot rather than ACC Network. Last year when they started sucking, they were on ACC Network or on the C-Dub. And you just don't get ratings. I don't care who plays on the C-Dub. You're not going to get ratings.
Well, if you're on the C-Dub period, you're probably already not getting a ton of viewers.
Right, right. But even bad games on ABC or ESPN are rated really, really high.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm encouraged by that. What we'll do is we'll match up Georgia and South Carolina and Clemson and tell us what the first few weeks look like and kind of get you set for those things. And even opening weekend. Let's do that, too, opening weekend. And then I got to talk about the Pete Golden stuff. I got to talk about the Kirby Smart stuff. Kirby Smart basically says that we'll just take our ball and go home. We'll start our own rules.
Okay.
Pete Golding says that he's going to – If the NCAA comes after him, then he's gonna spill the beans on the whole system.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Speaking of mafia hits, he's gonna take them down through all that. So like, I want to get into this later today, and I'll do it when we have a bigger audience at 7:05, 8:05. But my philosophy is totally different than all this, because there's an unwritten rule you don't turn each other in kind of a thing. I'm the opposite, man. If you're cheating, and I know it, I'm turning you in.
Agree.
And the thought there is, well, you know, we're cheating too, so we don't want to be turned in. They're going to turn us in. Now, here's the thing. If my guys are cheating, my boosters are cheating, my staff is cheating, this is old-time cheating because now anything goes, obviously. But my thing is, I'm turning you in. I go back to that Steve Spurrier deal. Spurrier wrote Alabama the letter about Justin Smiley in the red truck that he got down in South Georgia, and he said, hey, we know you bought it. We know he's driving it. We know who bought it for him. He goes, man, if you didn't do it, you don't have anything to worry about. But if you did, you better be worried because we turned you in. I'm turning everybody in. And if my guys does something, some guy does something, whatever, and we get caught, then I'm firing that guy, and I'm firing whatever, the booster. We're getting rid of all that. But we're not going to cheat.
Exactly.
But I don't get this whole thing about, oh, well, that's just something you don't do. No, no. If you saw a guy rob a bank and you got the description of him, he was wearing an Oakland A's hat. He's 6'2". He had blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing jorts. Like, if you saw him run out of there with a gun and it was that distinctive, then you call the cops and you turn them in. It's your civic duty to turn people in. In sports, I don't understand that unwritten rule thing. If you know someone is cheating, you turn them in. Now, you don't turn your own teammates in, but, like, if you're a Major League Baseball guy and you know a guy's juicing, when he's on your team, you don't. But he gets traded. I'm telling you, I'm turning to you. I'm calling the commissioner's office saying, hey, man, the guy's juicing. Or the guys would spit. You know, can't do spitballs anymore. They check your gloves after every pitch now. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm turning everybody in. If you cheat, I'm turning you in. Just don't cheat. And if you don't cheat, then don't worry, because you don't have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. If you're not a cheater, and in today's day and age, it's very rare to not be a cheater, I think you have to turn people in if you want it to be fair.
Why is it that it's so rare to not be a cheater now? Does everybody feel like I got to cheat in everything now? Can we just follow the rules?
Yes. Go listen to the SEC meetings. Hear what those coaches are saying.
But I need rules, and I need to follow rules. What's the point of having rules? Or else you're cheating your profession. Anyway, we'll get into that too. Pete Golding and his frat boy haircut and his... He just looks like the biggest dumb jock I've ever seen in my life, too. So we'll talk about that much more when you come back. Hey, my great friends at Harbin Lumber, Best Buy Metals is a roofing company. Well, they're more than that. They do all kinds of work there. But their products are really cool. And so when I started talking to Best Buy Metals, I thought I knew what metal roofing is and what it's about. And I really didn't. I knew a little bit about what it's about. And they just want to talk to homeowners. And they want to talk to future homeowners, people that are buying homes and are building homes right now. Let's talk to your contractor about it if you're thinking about doing it. This is an absolutely incredible company. You're going to love Best Buy Metals. Check them out, bestbuymetals.com. They're in Greenville. Let's think about the low maintenance costs. Let's think about a lifetime warranty. It's Best Buy Metals, bestbuymetalroofing.com. That was Coldplay. I don't know a lot about Coldplay. I know that song. Coldplay's tour has grossed $1.38 billion.
Goodness gracious.
It's the highest grossing rock concert. It's the first one to create over $1 billion. I mean, that's unstinking believable.
Some of that money came from me.
You went and see him?
I went and saw him.
How? Where'd you see him?
I saw him in Atlanta a couple summers ago.
Right.
That's a me and my dad band.
Right. They were really good.
Awesome. It was a great show.
Right.
Awesome show. Like, that was one of the first shows I'd ever been to that you go and you get the, like, light-up bracelets when you walk in.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all synced up.
Yeah, how about that? How about that technology?
I know. Who comes up with that
kind of
stuff?
I don't know.
Somebody smarter than me.
Were you a Coldplay fan before then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they got some good stuff.
Good. Good. $1 billion. $1.38 billion. That's crazy.
I wasn't here yet, but you do remember the whole drama that happened at the Coldplay concert, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Legendary. And then the lady got mad that the lead singer at Coldplay didn't reach out to her. Apologize.
That might be a slight divahood. If you think that's the case.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, should have reached out to me. Yeah, and again, that's Brendan Sorsby. It's your fault.
It cannot possibly be my fault.
No.
I'm the victim in this situation.
Sure. Victimhood is the way to go. The thing about victimhood is, yeah, you could be a victim, and you might have a legitimate case, but what the heck good does it do to sit there and just claim victimhood all the time?
What? When you
go change it.
Just a personal thing. When you're constantly sitting in a state of wanting somebody to feel bad for you, feeling sorry for yourself, you're wasting so much time.
Oh, you can find reasons to feel sorry for yourself. There's a lot of reasons out there. Fortunately, no one really cares, and so just sit there and muck and mire in your victimhood. But victimhood's a big thing now, you know? Victimhood's a way to get attention, is just claim all that. All right, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I want to talk about game times coming up. Let's talk to Delvin first, 654-ROAR. There are Pratt injury phone lines, lawyers phone lines. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to talk about game times a little bit too, but you talking about Pete Golden, man. He's trying to justify what he did to Dabo doing to say, hey, that's the only way I did it because of what LSU did to us.
But that does not make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right, and you got to stop so somewhere.
Basically, he's not denying that he didn't do what Dabo said he did. You notice that, right?
Well, because he's caught red-handed. You know, you could deny that you did something until the evidence shows that you did, and then you got your next wave of blame game has got to go something away from denial. It's got to go to, well, I'm justified in doing it. Well, you don't deny doing it now. It's like, well, here's why I did it, kind of a thing.
Yeah, you tell my kid all the time, man. Meek, what about the FCS taking over week zero, man? What do you think about that this year?
I didn't know this. Tell me, educate me on this. I didn't know this is the case.
Yeah, they got the extra 12 game. The NCAA allowed them to play 12 games, so they're starting at week zero. And all the week zero, they're basically taking a week. Yeah, you got the regular FBS game on week zero, like USC versus San Jose State or Virginia versus NC State in Brazil and TCU versus North Carolina and Ireland at week zero. But you got most of like Furman and all them guys who playing on week zero because that's a week earlier than the FBS. Start every season. I think that's a good idea to start early and get the spotlight on you guys. But yeah. You see a lot of us. Yeah, they got the extra 12 games this year. But man, I think the guys listen to you, man. You told me you want to watch all three teams. Sacramento played at 12:45 opening week.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think Georgia played what about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. All right. And then Clemson played at 7:30.
Let me look up Georgia's stuff here. Georgia's website's different because it's GeorgiaDogs.com, and they're not the Georgia Dogs. I don't know why they're not. It's not GeorgiaBulldogs.com. Don't know why that's the case. Anyway, so
maybe too much writing that thing.
I guess. Or do Dogs, Dawgs. They're going to open up on the opening weekend, Tennessee State. Ooh, that's a big one. 3 o'clock. So, yeah, I get all three. I get 12:30, 12:45 South Carolina. Now, again, I got the ESPN app, so I'll be able to get Georgia and Tennessee State. But that's 3 o'clock SEC Network Plus.
What do you think about the two games on Sunday? The two games on Sunday you got
at the same time.
Nebraska. You know, you got three games on Sunday. You got Wisconsin, Nebraska. Then they moved the apple cut to 4 o'clock on Sunday, didn't they?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Washington on Sunday.
Here's what I knew, and let me find it on here now. I don't understand this, but for some reason they're doing the – here it is right here. They're doing the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game and the – is it Ole Miss? Who's Ole Miss playing? Ole Miss is playing somebody. Yeah, but they're doing those at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you got all day Sunday, and there's no NFL, by the way, that day. Why not play one at 3:30? Why not play one at noon? Why are both these networks doing this right up against each other?
Yeah, you could have did Washington State at Washington at 4 o'clock like you got it now. Louisville and Ole Miss at 12 o'clock. Then Notre Dame at 7:30. Then in between, instead of sticking to the state, I think the Sacramento State Bulldogs played about 3:30. You could have watched them at 3:30.
Yes.
On that Sunday too. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did we do this?
Sir. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, they moved the apple cut to Sunday, man. So they're taking the NFL. The NFL said, we'll let y'all have y'all a little shine on Sunday and Monday, but we'll be back next week.
I like the fact we're going to do that. That's good.
Yeah, but week zero got the NCAA approved the 12th game for the FCS. That's why they started week zero. You see a lot of FCS games on week
zero. I like
zero.
That idea then. So here's what we got now on the first 2 weeks of the season, South Carolina, I should say, Kent State, 12:45, and then Georgia at 3. And then Clemson at 7:30 with LSU. Georgia-Tennessee State, by the way. The next week, the same thing. But it'd be Georgia and South Carolina reversing. No. South Carolina and playing Towson at 7 o'clock. I'm sorry. So Clemson and South Carolina play at the same time that time. And then the following week, Clemson and North Carolina play at the same time Georgia and Arkansas play. So I got some overlapping in there. But it'd be nice to start a season out rather than playing LSU to play Kent State, Towson, Tennessee State, and Western Kentucky the way that Georgia and South Carolina start theirs out.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Massive.
They could have reversed LSU and Georgia Southern.
Yeah. See, you know, that would have been nice to do that, but I don't know. I think you'll see maybe more teams.
Did you see what George said about we ain't going to have no more cupcakes in 2027 on the final week for the rivalry games? They were not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, the 9-game schedule has changed a lot of that, and then we're dropping, and we're talking about neutral site games. Man, have you ever seen it where we just don't know what the heck we're doing? I mean, I guess I thought about this today, Delvin. And by the way, I appreciate the phone call. Get the top of the hour here,
man.
Yeah, bud. Thank you. So I thought about this driving in this morning.
Okay.
And I'm an optimist, okay? And I truly believe, and I don't want to influence you, but I'll ask you, I believe that we are going to straighten out college athletics. I think we're going to have a collective bargained deal where we can all agree, man, this is so much better than what we're doing. And again, I'm not sure in the form of how many playoff teams. I'm not sure what we're going to do with conference games or not conference games. There's so much conflicting information out. But the idea of getting control of NIL, getting control of the transfer portal, getting control of eligibility and how many years you're going to play and how old you can play, I firmly believe we're going to fix things. I would say there's like, in my mind, there's like an 80% chance that we will get a hold of it. Where's your mind on that?
Well, it feels better after yesterday. ESPN put out a story saying a group of U.S. senators introduced new and wide-sweeping legislation.
Yes.
The Protect College Sports Act. And what it would do, bipartisan bill, limit athletes to transferring schools only one time without penalty, limit athlete eligibility to the 5-5,
right.
Prohibit former professional athletes from playing in college, and prohibit poaching.
All right, so we're going to have, and again, I don't know when this is going to happen, but like, so you're more encouraged, like it's going to happen.
With this kind of thing of people actually caring about it across the aisle,
yeah,
it feels a little bit like, all right. Now it's not just in the hands of the football coaches of the world.
All right, so I'm trying to think about what would happen if, like, how are we going to remember that if we get it back under control? How are we going to remember this 5-year period or whatever, 10-year period, whatever it's going to be? When we go back and look at it, oh, well, that was during the NIL era. That was during the portal era. That was in the chaos era. That was the Wild Wild West era.
Anarchy.
Like, you know, there are times where, like, during World War II, where some leagues didn't play or we didn't have World Series. And so you got, well, you know, that's obviously during World War II. I really believe we're going to have that. Like, oh, well, this team won that championship, or this team might have had a losing record, but you got to remember now, that was during the chaos era. I really think we're going to have that. Like, and like, your kids look at it and go, Mom, what happened during that time slot? That year time slot, why do y'all refer to it as that? Well, let me tell you, it was crazy. They were paying guys millions of dollars to play. Mensa got $10 million to play for Miami. Sorsby, this gambling guy, was getting $6 million. They were tampering with players, even though they're on campuses. And your son or daughter's going to go, what, Mom? That's crazy. Y'all did that? Yeah, and we thought it was going to be good. And like, it was crazy. That was crazy. I really think that's what we're going to do. I think we're going to get similar stuff. All right, hour number 2. Love for you to come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAA.